anger, anxiety, and stress, and what you can do about working with it. Before I discuss how I work with people, let us take a clear look at what anger, anxiety, and resulting stress reactions are, and how they operate in our day-to-day life. Anxiety, in the form of adrenaline surging around our body, making our muscles and senses heightened and tense, and aware, is a natural, normal, and healthy reaction. The fight, anger, or flight, anxiety response, was designed to protect us by preparing us to either flee or fight for our lives thousands of years ago. And so it is now, but for different reasons. Our mind, brain, processes hundreds of small pieces of information per second, as I viewed a flash into our conscious mind, we can enter this state of heightened awareness. At this time, hormones such as adrenaline increase, which results in our heart beating faster, so that blood reaches parts of our body faster, to prepare the body to either run away from an attacker or fight the attacker. We breathe faster to provide oxygen to release more energy, and we sweat to prevent our body overheating. Often the mouth feels dry as the digestive system slows down to allow more blood to reach the arms and leg muscles, and our senses becoming heightened as the brain becomes more alert to process all important information about the situation we face. Now, once this protection response against perceived danger drops down to a normal level, as we see the danger has passed, other hormones are released in our body to relax us down. But the tense, prepared muscles may cause us to shake a little as the muscles begin to relax. Such tension and heightened awareness may result as we prepare to sit an important exam, prepare for an interview, or begin a new job or career. This anticipatory anxiety, as we mentally prepare, can affect our sleep, our appetite, and also our ability to concentrate. However, once we begin the exam, attend the interview, or begin our new job, then such natural anxiety will disappear. When anxiety lingers around, naturally, many people are attracted to what we call self-medication, in the form of alcohol. However, it's important to limit how much we drink, given for many people, in large measure, this affects the way we process information around us and can actually aggravate anxiety and trigger panic attacks. Sleep is also important, so we must make sure that when stressed, we give our body additional sleep and rest. I have a separate recording focusing on the whole process of sleep and sleep disruption. So, as I work with my clients, one of our primary goals is helping to accept that you cannot control everything, and so put your stress in perspective. Step back for a few moments and examine if it is really as bad as you think it is. Let's look at different forms of more severe anxiety. Severe anxiety results when anxiety levels have stayed operating in our mind and body for a long period of time, which creates a circle, which results in anxiety distorting how we see the world. The outcome is difficult in dealing with everyday life, given the feelings of anxiety have been around for so long that you feel powerless, out of control, and sometimes are left feeling that you are so out of control that you think you're going mad. Sometimes, if these feelings reach a point where you are in a state of thinking you are overwhelmed by them, then this may result in a panic attack. So, what is a panic attack? A panic attack happens when your body overreacts to your body's normal response to either fear, to stress, or to excitement. The normal levels of anticipatory anxiety have built up over time to a level where an extreme reaction can result in a pounding heartbeat, feeling faint, excessive sweating, nausea, sometimes chest pains, along with discomfort in normal breathing pattern, and also a sense of losing control, sometimes shaking limbs and feelings that our legs are turning to jelly. Also, tension headaches can become more common. In my career working with people with severe anxiety, the person often reports thoughts such as that they're going mad, or that they are going to black out, or that they're going to have a heart attack. Naturally, such powerful, threatening thoughts add to the anxiety. Panic attacks often happen very quickly, with symptoms I've outlined peaking, well, within about 10 minutes. Most panic attacks last between 5 to a maximum of 20 minutes. Some people I've worked with experienced one or two of such panic attacks and then have never experienced another. Whereas some people had such attacks once a month or several times a week, with many people reporting how these panic attacks appeared often to happen, apparently, without warning. In a small number of cases, panic attacks happen whilst the person is asleep. These nighttime attacks are a result when your brain is on high alert due to long-term anxiety. And even though you are sleeping, a part of your brain detects tension changes, which is seen as a danger, resulting in suddenly waking in your sleep. Such an attack can be frightening, as suddenly waking from a dream state leaves you feeling confused and also very exposed. So, why do people feel anxious? Well, often this anxiety may relate to either their personality and their current life circumstances, or your current experiences, or perhaps past childhood experiences. Or, as my clinical experience over the last 35 years has shown me, a combination of these factors. Now let's look at some of these keys which may create such a reaction. Your past experiences. If an event or series of events which created anxiety in your past, where you were unable to deal with the associated emotions related to such anxiety, then it's natural for you to feel anxious in terms of facing similar situations in the future, in case they link and create the self-same feelings and distress as before. One example from a client of mine, Mary, was how feeling anxious was a powerful part of her early life, because her parents always saw and related to the world as a hostile and therefore dangerous place to live in. Naturally, Mary has spent her life thinking and feeling the same as her mother and father. Some theories from psychology suggest that Mary effectively inherited a tendency to be more anxious. During her early formative time in childhood, this became a part of her personality. As Mary and I worked together, and she grew to feel more comfortable and accepting of me and the ideas we were exploring, she consciously and then emotionally began to see how her anxiety was related to the small child within her, and so embraced the fact that now she was a grown adult who had power over her life and the decisions she could make. Physical everyday habits. From coffee, poor diet, physical and all mental exhaustion, to self-medication using alcohol or drugs, or having a stress-based lifestyle, then all of these habits both mimic and trigger symptoms of anxiety. Here is an overview. Your fear of losing control in your life. Many people, and this is a growing number in our current society, are worrying about the future. In my professional experience, when people do not feel in control of important aspects of their life, such as money, relationships, career, then this anxiety shifts and becomes a form of free-floating anxiety, naturally leading the person to start worrying about events which are beyond their control, such as global warming, being attacked, developing cancer, or having a heart attack, or losing their job. Obviously, after a while, we start to fear the symptoms of anxiety themselves, especially because the anxiety leaves us feeling out of control, and so this results in a powerful, vicious circle. Such a circle starts with feeling anxious because we dread feeling the symptoms of the anxiety and the impact it has on our day-to-day life and ability to function, which immediately results in actually experiencing these powerful and unwanted symptoms of anxiety, which began by having, yes, the anxious thoughts.